Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the world of politics and public policy, politicians have a vocabulary all their own, and one of the first words mastered by newcomers to the business is the term optics. It used to mean how any given action would look on the nightly news. Now it means how will this look on YouTube? Presidential candidates ask this question, gubernatorial candidates ask this question, so do legislators, and sometimes, as was the case yesterday, even lobbyists worry about optics. As we discussed yesterday, Senate Bill 354 was heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It grew out of an optics nightmare that took place in January when a Virginia state legislator said that her bill would legalize abortion right up to the moment of birth. The video went viral to the degree that even pro-abortion legislators ran for cover. The Virginia governor stepped into the fray and got castigated as his attempt to put the bill into perspective came across as a full-blown endorsement for infanticide. Oops, another optics lesson learned. The blowback was so overwhelming that it drug our entire nation kicking and screaming into a national debate over the morality of killing a child after it's born. It's not the first time we've had this debate. It first happened back in 2002 and resulted in the passage of a federal law requiring medical treatment for any infant born alive after a botched abortion. The problem was that the law only covered infants born in government-controlled or government-subsidized hospitals. State and local hospitals and clinics were exempt. Montana has a law that covered infants born prematurely. It's time to update that language, and that's the purpose of Senate Bill 354. The first to speak was the bill's sponsor, Senator Al Olszewski, himself an orthopedic surgeon. He laid out the purpose of the bill clearly and concisely, then turned the hearing over to the proponents and opponents to debate the merits. Proponent testimony began with Anita Milanovic, a First Amendment litigator who serves as chief legal counsel and lobbyist for the Montana Family Foundation. She went through the bill section by section and made the case that infants born alive deserve medical care whether they are wanted, unwanted, healthy, or born with disabilities. Ms. Milanovic was then followed by a line of proponents, including private citizens and lobbyists for the Montana Catholic Conference and the Montana Pastors Network. When they finished, it was time for the opponents, and it looked just like a scene from the 1986 movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The committee chairman called for opponents, and the room just echoed. Opponents? Opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 354? But the room just remained silent. As it turned out, the opponents, sensing an optics nightmare, chose to submit written testimony rather than testifying in person. It's never a good idea to go on camera and say children born alive because of a failed abortion should just be allowed to die. Better to keep your head low and live to fight another day. Their letter of testimony was signed by Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, NARAL, the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, and Montana Women Vote. All the usual suspects who, for one reason or another, believe that infanticide is a good idea. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.